concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Grand Montecito Memory Care is having an open house and health resource fair for seniors on Wednesday, May 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. There'll be vendors on hand to talk with you about Medicare and insurance resources, local craft makers, free food from Executive Chef Ari, tours and move-in specials, and much more. Learn about Elder Grow and how to make your own candle. Join us Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 1 at Grand Montecito Memory Care, located at 6660 Grand Montecito Parkway, or call 702-240-0090. That's 702-240-0090.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are into week 15 of the 82nd Nevada Legislature, and one of the things we're going to talk about in our next hour, we're going to talk about, you know, is it time now for the governor to finally step up and pitch in, so to speak? We've got all these bills that are out there, but we can't get any of them to become law. Are we going to finally start passing some bills and getting the governor to sign them or veto them? Is it time for the governor to step up and say, I'm willing to veto any of these Democrat bills if I don't get what I want? It's political hardball, but maybe it's time to do that. And in fact, that's what Victor Jakes was talking about, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He was talking in terms that the governor needs to step in and get into the fray, get his hands dirty. And I think maybe it's time to play real hardball with the Democrats and say, you know, if you're going to try and bury voter integrity, education, public safety, safety of our kids in schools, if you're going to put those at risk, well, then that $2 billion I was dangling at the start of the session, it'll be off the table. Off the table. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday. Brand new week. Oh, brand new challenges right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. We'll be right back.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Major step in the Sunshine State. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a measure into law today, barring that state's colleges and or universities from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. One veteran calling it an unbelievable slap in the face. Those who have served America are livid today following evictions taking place in New York State.
Veterans groups are expressing outrage over word that several hotels in New York have kicked out homeless vets to make room for migrants. An executive with the Yerik Israel Tony Foundation says the upstate hotels informed the veterans their bookings were being ended and they would have to find new lodging. Foundation head Sharon Tony Finch says while all evicted veterans have been rehoused, the trust between them and the organization has been broken.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at townhall.com, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the United States and other Western nations beginning to realize the growing threat posed by China.
We're in a race for our life against China with the advent of AI, quantum computing, the tech race that we're in. Our way of life is on the line right now. And we either win and maintain a free country, a free world, or we lose. It's going to be a dystopian future.
O'Brien was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Well, China has claimed it has sentenced a 78-year-old United States citizen to life in prison on spying charges. John Xingwang Lung, who also holds permanent residency in Hong Kong, was detained in 2021 by the counterintelligence agency in the city of Suzhou. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer. Income tax free to the employee's dependents can be used nationally and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, if you get a parking ticket within the city of Las Vegas now through the middle of June, you can pay it off by donating school supplies. Any parking tickets between May 1st and June 16th can be paid off with new unwrapped school supplies of equal or greater value to the fine. Now, the city is accepting items like pencils, pens, erasers, index cards, copy paper, and sticky notes. The supplies must be bought within 30 days of the ticket, and a receipt is required. The donations will be given to the Teacher Superstore, which is part of the nonprofit Public Education Foundation. You need to take the school supplies to the city's parking services office on South City Parkway. Well, after stalling for a couple of months, Las Vegas home prices have rebounded a bit. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for an existing single-family home in Southern Nevada was $430,000 in April. That's up $5,000 from March, a 1.2% increase, but down 9.5% from April of just a year ago. The prices may be up, but fewer homes are being sold. That's down some 35% from April of 2022.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch out for crashes right now. Flamingo at Las Vegas Boulevard. Jones at Vegas Drive. Tropicana at Paradise. And do expect some delays there as you work your way through the resort corridor of the 15 south at Spring Mountain.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Monday, May 15th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have her on the program because she is working hard for the folks in Assembly District 22. We're talking about Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman in District 22, and she joins us. How was your Mother's Day, Melissa?
Hi, Kevin. Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, very special and just glad to be with my daughters and my mom and my first grandson, my little grandchild. So it was a beautiful day.
Wow. Did you have to work over the weekend?
No. Fortunately, I did not. It was a little bit of a challenge getting down to Vegas on Friday night. There were some issues with the Southwest flights. So it was a little bit of a late arrival, but just happy that I got home.
Good for you. And you're back in town, ready to get to work and help the people of District 22. Before we get to the governor's bills, because that's everybody's talking about AB 400 and all that, I want to get to some bills that are your bills. And in particular, because one of them is something right after my own heart. It is a bill. This is AB, I believe, 86, which would strengthen laws against animal cruelty by defining adequate shelter for dogs. Can you talk a little bit about what that bill will do and what are the likelihood that it will pass?
Sure, I'd love to talk about. This is one of my priority bills. You know, I believe strongly in being a voice for those that don't have a voice. And I think anybody that abuses or harms animals is just despicable. that you would do that to something so dependent on you and that only provides love and loyalty to us. So AB 86, it's actually going to be heard tomorrow in Senate Natural Resources. So I'm really excited about that. And I feel good about this bill getting passed and signed into law. Basically, it would, as you mentioned, it defines adequate shelter. So you can't just leave an animal outside where it's unprotected from elements. It needs a place, whether that's a patio cover or some sort of doghouse or structure that it can get, you know, out of the sun or away from the elements. They also have to have a place that it's big enough for them that they can move around and lay down, have access to water. And I also have included in the bill provisions about abandonment. You know, you can't just leave a dog somewhere, even at a shelter or something like that. You can't just leave it in the parking lot or tie it to the fence. You have to actually make arrangements with a person to, you know, turn over that animal. So that's just a couple of provisions that I feel strongly about. You know, if you're going to have a pet, an animal, then take care of it and or don't have one.
The other bill that attracted my attention, mainly because I did not know that much about it, and that is AB 315, which promotes the use of geothermal energy. We talk about wind and solar and all of that. I never hear anybody talk about geothermal. How big can geothermal be here in Nevada?
Well, I was with you until I started working on this bill. I didn't realize that Nevada is a great source to have geothermal energy. And so that was one thing that interests me in this bill. And as we look at, you know, alternative energy sources, that's what we need to start doing in Nevada is planning, working with the different groups that are interested in this and locating those sites and seeing how we can responsibly tap into the geothermal energy resources. And so that's what AB 315 will do. As I said, you know, look at other sources of energy. This will get groups together and look at how we can advance the policy and in a responsible manner, you know, protecting our environment and doing this, bringing companies here and having it available to businesses and homes and all of that. So just to get people together and apply for, you know, federal sources of funding so that we can have these resources here. And so that's, in a nutshell, what AB 315 is attempting to do. That bill is currently in Ways and Means on the Assembly side, and hopefully we'll have a hearing there shortly this week. So that's where that bill is currently.
And you've also got AB 275, which is a waiving of fees. Explain what's behind that.
Sure. AB 275 is another bill I'm quite proud of. I have a hearing on that one this Friday, the 19th, in Ways and Means on the Assembly side. It has a small fiscal note, so that's why it's in there. But this was a really popular bill. It had great bipartisan support. And basically, I'm talking about 195. That's the one that has a hearing this Friday in Ways and Means.
Okay.
That was the way.
So many bills,
the driver's license.
So many bills, so many hearings.
I know.
They all kind of blend together after a while.
And they're all good. So I'm like,
I know.
275 would waive the fees for the sealing of records for victims of sex trafficking. That was heard last week in Senate Judiciary. So, and that also has bipartisan support. And so I feel very positive that will get out. That's another thing that I've tried to work on in my time here in the legislature. Is advocating for victims, you know, giving them the opportunities to rebuild their lives. They've already gone through so many horrible things that most of us can't even imagine. And whatever we can do to help them rebuild their lives and make it easier to do that and move on from all of the trauma that they experienced, that's something that I've, you know, just been very passionate about and tried to advocate for since I've been here.
In our final couple of minutes, AB 330 passed out of the Assembly. Where is that in the process of maybe becoming law?
Oh, you know, this is frustrating because this is the Safe and Supportive Schools Act, the governor's bill, to kind of address the violence and discipline that's going on in our schools, particularly in Clark County. You know, this had some great bipartisan work during the interim since 2021 and this session. Had both legislators from both sides and the governor's team work on this bill to find something that works, that everyone could agree on. You know, because at the end of the day, we want our teachers and staff to go to teach and go to school and feel safe, and we want our students to feel safe. We want them to be in those schools to learn. That's what they're there for, and not, you know, constantly having to deal with discipline problems and violence and threats of violence and all of that. So, as you said, that bill passed out of the assembly. I honestly couldn't tell you if it's going to get heard on the Senate side or not. I certainly hope it does. I know that of all of us Republicans want it to get through, and the Democrats that support it want it to get through. So I hope that it does. It's a good piece of legislation, and like I said, it'll give educators, kids, and parents, you know, that sense of schools are safe so that kids can be there to learn and the teachers can be there to teach.
Melissa, I know you're a member of Commerce and Labor, Education, and the Judiciary. I know you got a lot of hearings, a lot of meetings that you have to be at. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much. If folks want to reach out to you, whether it be constituent service or maybe just some policy issues, how do they find you?
Sure. During session, the easiest way to get in contact with me is to call me here and at the office in Carson City. My number is 775-684-8823. And then you can also find my information on my website, which is hardy4nevada.com. And I hate to cut this short today. I love visiting with you, and I always love being on this show. But they called the floor session at 1:15 today, and then I have the committee at 1:30. So, but I wanted to be sure and get on and kind of share briefly with everyone listening and with you kind of what's going on as we head into the last 3 crazy weeks of session. So I appreciate you just giving me that time.
Not a problem. You keep working hard for your district and for the state. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, Kevin. You got it.
And happy Mother's Day again to Melissa Hardy.
Thank you.
District,
I appreciate that.
District 22 Assemblywoman. Great to have her with us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, everybody, coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Look at where is the economy going? This banking crisis, could there be contagion? And what does it mean for your bank accounts? My dad will join us on that.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
They're back. By popular demand. The show that South Point presents the Bronx Wanderers. May 16th to the 18th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone 702-797-8055. It's a musical blast with the Bronx Wanderers at the showroom at South Point.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. get your data, get protected, get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And it's hour of Live and Local brought to you by Friends of Mrs. Fix-It. Mrs. Fix-It is heading up a movement to fix the disastrous direction that our country is headed. Help save our country. Help save our state. Join the movement at MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us. We keep looking at what's going on along our southern border, and I know that they tried to make a big deal yesterday on the Sunday shows that the apprehensions along our border were about half what they had projected after the end of Title 42. And that, to me, is not good news. It should be 0%. 0%. But Ro Khanna is a Republican from California, was on with Shannon Bream yesterday on Fox News Sunday, trying to answer the question, which party owns the border chaos, the Biden border crisis. Listen to this.
Shannon, nothing has gotten done since President Reagan signed bipartisan immigration reform in 1986. And instead of throwing fingers at each other, here, why don't we come together on some common principles? We need a safe and secure border, and we need an orderly and humane process. That means Congress needs to act. We need to provide the money to have judges there and to have immigration officers so that we can actually be quickly processing the claims. The president is saying that these claims should be processed in hours. People who aren't legitimate should be sent back. We need to have more money for Border Patrol, which, by the way, the House has passed under Democratic leadership 2 years ago. The Republicans didn't vote for that. But why not come up with a bipartisan solution? That's what I want.
Well, is there anything that you could work with Republicans? Because a lot of those things, ramping up immigration personnel, border agents, those kinds of things are included. They say that you got to secure the border before you can do anything else. They have things included in their bill as, you know, E-Verify as well, that all employers would have a database to make sure they're hiring people who are here legally. Are you opposed to that?
Their bill is extreme. Even their Senate, the Senate won't pass their bill. I mean, their bill takes away funding.